Kings players not suited up tonight to give us color commentary, as we also would like to thank our camera operators here, Art and Zach. Always great to see you guys. And, of course, our ringleader up here, Matt. It's always good to be around you guys as well. And, of course, I'd be a horrible individual if I didn't mention Seth Beck at the studio. Forgot to mention him last night, so I'll extra mention him again tonight. So, right, last night did not go the way the River Kings would have wanted. A 5-0 loss to the Express. Kind of a logjam atop the North Division standings now. How do you bounce back after a game that I'm not going to say embarrassed, but you guys were put in your place?
Yeah, it was a tough one. The thing is the start. The start is so crucial, and we saw that last night. And now we were put on the back foot, and we just couldn't get off. We couldn't put something forward, and the start tonight is going to be so crucial.
Well, talking about that slow start, the Express, they scored just a minute 30 into the game. Last night by Harrison Browning to get things going with an assist to Preston Lundbohm. And keep in mind that minute 30 into the period. Now, 10 minutes later, the score went to 2-0 in favor of the Express, which was the end of the first period score, as Dylan Wolf got a goal with another assist to Lundbohm. But a minute 30 into that second period, the Express struck again. Dylan Wolf with the second goal with a Connor Cochran assist, another power play goal. That's another trend we need to talk about, is power play goals. Out of those five, and that's just how the scoring started, they scored two more, in that third period to put things away. But now we talk about that power play, because they scored, if I remember correctly, they scored 3 power play goals on 9 opportunities with the skater advantage, whereas Rapids was 0-5. So just talk about what Rapids has to do, because obviously playing a clean game is going to have to happen.
Yeah, those 18 minutes on the kill, that'll really destroy your whole game plan. That just really keeps you down in your end. That tires out your top guys, and then it just compounds when you're letting those goals in as well.
Right, you burn more energy playing defense than you do attacking. I would think that would be a fair way to say.
Yeah.
Tonight, Rapids, they've got to figure something out against a very, very hot goaltender in the name of Ryland Freshwater. He earned his 8th victory of the season. He comes in with an 8-1-1 record. That one loss and then one overtime loss. So that's how that was figured. He sits now. He lowered his goals against average from 2.99 down to 2.67. And he now has a save percentage that went up to 9.919 from what it was just 24 hours ago, 0.908. So he did improve it quite a bit. And, I mean, I know that sounds like minuscule numbers, but in the hockey game, those are big numbers. And as a goalie, you know that.
Yeah. Freshwater had a really impressive game. He really, really made some crucial saves at really important times, especially in that 5-on-3 when they were just really kept down low in their zone. Freshwater stood on his head, and he was a really big reason why they won.
The starters tonight for the Express, Connor Cochran, Evan Burkhart, Jaden Aguilera. He is the captain for the Express. Dylan Wolf, Eli Underhill, and Ryland Freshwater. We're going to quick run through the national anthem, and then we'll be back here in a moment and take care of the River King starters.
Monday is Veterans Day. To honor our veterans, please rise. For those who have or are serving, we thank you. For those that we've lost, we remember you. Remax Connect asks you to remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem this evening, performed by Sarah Hansen. Ooh.
A beautiful rendition of the national anthem yet again here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Tonight, the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings close up their weekend series with the Northwest Express. The River Kings are led with their starters in between the pipes. Deacon Shaw, he's coming in with an absolutely wonderful season. 5-0-0 on the season. 1.70 goals against average and a save percent of .931. So he's up there. This has a potential if you just look at the numbers. It's going to be a low-scoring game. That it could be a 1-0 game. Could go overtime. Who knows? These numbers for these goaltenders are just absolutely outstanding in this early part of the season.
Yep, this could be a really, really tight game fought between and one between the two goaltenders here.
Other starters tonight is Bryce Cooper, Owen Tudich, Oliver Bulduk, Lucas Whitehead, and a newcomer to the team, Isaac Locker, is number 15. He gets to start tonight as the teams are at center ice, and we are off as that was Locker in on that faceoff, and it goes the way of the Express. Express gets it back down behind the Rapids goal as the puck is still being batted around quite a bit as the puck is behind the cage right now for Rapids. As Deacon Shaw looking around trying to figure out which side it is going, and puck slides neutral ice, slides down to the opposite end. And there's your first whistle of the game. Icing being called, and we have a stoppage at 19:36 left in the first period. Again, no score yet, just 24 seconds into the game between these River Kings and the Express. So, you know, we talked a little bit in the pregame. You gave up goal 1:30 in the first period and second period. We talked about it. We can't stress how much there has to be a better start tonight.
There has to be a better start. Absolutely.
Face off to the glove side of Shaw. River Kings come away with it. They get down into the zone. Locker has it. Passes down to the circle where the puck goes way up into the air. Whitehead, he gets it back into the zone, but now the Express, they're on the move. Wolf with it on the near side. Chips it down to the far corner. Rolls along the boards. Sent out just inside the blue line. Back out to center ice. The Express will have to clear the zone as Rapids regains possession, and they begin their attack. Bulldog had it, drop pass back down, across the ice, dumped into the zone, so Rapids will get a line change right after the Express got one of their own. Puck is loose behind the net. Express recover, Birch with it, can't get a clean handle of it. Allstrand has it, big glove save there by Freshwater. And I mean, that's a nice shot. Allstrand, he had a good opportunity.
Yeah, he's a good spot.
And that's one where you kind of wish it would bounce off a glove and go in, because right now with a big save, quick reaction save, that's Freshwater getting some confidence.
Yeah, it's a really good, strong first save by Freshwater there.
Well, face off to the glove side of Freshwater, and that is controlled by the Express. Express up to neutral ice, bumped down into the Rapid zone. Birch giving chase with Garcia, it appears, against the River Kings red, white, and blue camouflage uniforms that really, it lives up to its name, as Rory mentioned last night. Really blends in the numbers and names. So there's a little bit of a delay on my part, and doing the best I can, but it's kind of tough to see it from time to time. As there's another line change and a shot that bounces high off the boards, high into the netting and behind the netting and the glass. So we got another stoppage of play. 18:16 left to go in this first period as both teams get a line change. And there will be a face-off to the blocker side. I believe it's blocker side. Nope, they're moving her back over to the glove side of Freshwater. Just like watching some of those football games with Randy Paul and I did. They'd stop at the 36-yard line, then they go back to 37, then bump to the 35, and then they go back and forth. So that just a different sport, same thing yet again, as the faceoff is controlled by the Express. And we've got a whistle. And there will be a penalty called in this one. Hey, it's against the River Kings. And I thought he was talking about number seven. I thought it was an Express player skating towards the box. No, it's not an Express player.
Not too sure what happened there.
It was a trip. Nonetheless, it was a trip, 1:53 into this first period, and that was against Mikhail Illen, as he is now in the box, power play for the Express, and that's a trend that's continuing.
Yeah. They really penalties. Need to limit these penalties. And as well as that, have a strong PK.
Now, that face-off, that got stopped as there's an issue there. Now there's another whistle. And it looks like there's going to be another Rapid skater going to the box. This time it is Beauchamp. And this is really getting out of hand with a hooking penalty, as it's going to be a 5-on-3 for a minute 46 for the Express. So they're getting the start they wanted, and that's 2:06 in the first period. Wow, this is going sideways in a hurry for the River Kings. Hopefully that, in the terms of penalties, hopefully they can keep them out of the back of the net. Well, faceoff is won by the Express. They are trying to work open that defense. It's really plugging up things. Shaw with a big kick save. There's Lundbohm, on the attempt. They recover. Aguilera with it. Pass back over right at the high slot. And that's a big glove save on an underhill shot for Deacon Shaw.
Yeah, I really like Deacon's positioning there. Out on the save before that, really nice, and track that puck well.
It's, like I said, I'm not saying River Kings are going to lose this game just because of the situation. But a 5-on-3 situation, and you're not even 5 minutes into the game, and it's two penalties on your team, you really got to straighten things out here and play a little cleaner. As there's another faceoff one, Lundbohm. He took a sharp angle shot, no one home. Cochran with it, pass over to Underhill. Way wide of the mark, hits the glass, back over to Lundbohm, Underhill with it. Underhill skates, pass down along the line to Aguilera. Kind of a slap shot from the middle of the circle. No one home, high, wide of the mark. Underhill with it, pass down along the goal line. Pass back across the way. That is over to Lundbohm. Centering pass in the slot. Aguilera loses his sticks, and Rapids clears his zone. They clear the zone, get that job done there, as Diamond was giving chase, and now there is an icing call as we will get a stoppage of play. 16:34 left in the first period. Just 26 seconds left in the 5-on-3 penalty. So, I mean, Rapids defense is doing a good job right now killing this 5-on-3.
Yeah, they're keeping their structure well, trying to limit the chances down low in that puck movement, low to high, and hopefully it continues.
Well, they got 26 seconds to finalize this kill, and then another about 34 seconds left on the one skater advantage that Eau Claire, as the Northwest Express will have, as Lundbohm takes puck into the zone, skates down low, looking for somewhere to go. He sends up to Liebold. Liebold across the way to Cochran. Liebold with it, just inside the blue line. Pass back to Cochran. Cochran with a big wrister gets caught up in the shin pads of Tudich, and he knocks it out of the zone, gives a little bit of chase. Liebold with it, and just skating around time as they effectively kill the 5-on-3, and they will kill that skater advantage. Big defensive stand early on there, Roy.
Really good start to the game for the River Kings on the defensive end there.
Well, now we're back at 5-on-5 hockey, 15:53 left to go. Browning, he gets a puck right just outside the blue line, pass across the ice, loose. Both teams giving a big chase to it, big collision, and pushing up against the far boards. Comes away, and the Express have it. Express trying to mount some offense here as Rapids gets a line change, a little delayed line change. Things didn't go as smoothly there as I'm sure they would have liked, but nonetheless, no opportunities given up as Rapids is just trying to corral the puck, get it out of zone, and mount some offense on their own. They get the puck up out of the zone, back them to neutral ice as Express, they try to dump it back down, gets caught up along the boards, and they pass it, Rapids passes it down into the offensive zone. Back around the net it goes, back pass all the way back, just outside the blue line. Browning giving chase, sends it back down to the Rapid zone. Deacon Shaw with the stop, passes it up to one of his teammates, and then back around the boards as there's a sharp angled shot taken by the Express, and there's another stop by Shaw. Big leg pad saves early on for the River Kings goalie. Rapids, they do have the puck, and they send it up ahead. And it's going to be whistled for an icing. We get another stoppage. 14:39 left to go in this first period. Scoreless between the River Kings and the Express. Express holding a 4-1 shot advantage over the River Kings. So you can say that the ice is slanted in favor of the Express. But a lot of that was when they were on a 5-on-3 penalty.
Yeah, that 5-on-3, it was great that the River Kings were, like, they stopped the Northwest from building some momentum and getting some extended pressure.
Well, River Kings win that faceoff to the glove side of Shaw. puck is loose, and we got a stoppage of play, and there's going to be a high stick whistled, and there's not going to be any changes. No penalty awarded, but just a stoppage of play for a high stick. There's faceoff to the blocker side of Shaw, and we're back underway here. 14 and a half minutes to go in this first period. Shot sticked over to the corner by Shaw. And Garcia has it on the far side. Bounce pass out to center ice. And there's a penalty called. The River Kings are about to go on the power play as there is a penalty called on the Express. That is on number, let me get the number here, 58. Number 58, his name is Mason Philpott. As he goes to the penalty box, 5:44 into the game. So River Kings with a power play opportunity. They win the faceoff on the blocker side of Freshwater. Puck gets chopped out to center ice. That was a checking from behind penalty. And there is an odd rush there. Lindbom gets behind the defense. And big stop there by Shaw.
Yeah, really impressive save there by Deacon.
As the Express, now they're really keeping possession of that puck. And now Rapids, they establish the zone. Centering pass into the slot. Bumped around by the defense. Whitehead, he's in there trying to battle for it. Schweitzer given a chance as well as Cochran grabs it for the Express. Sends it out across mid-ice. Stopped there by Shaw. Because that will count as a shot on goal, even though it really wasn't. But statistically, it will be. As Rapids, they've got about a minute left on the skater advantage. They maybe had one opportunity as Denti comes across, brings it through the zone. Denti, he's trying to get it backed up into that situation. Schweitzer, he's in there as well. Puck sent behind the cage as Allstrand. He sends it back around. Puck being bounced around behind the cage now. Back out to Allstrand. Tudich. Pass across the way. Back to Tudich. High slot. Sent down low to the circle. Allstrand going home. Puck centered, and it's grabbed by the Express, and they clear it up ahead. Wolf on the tack. He's trying to get behind the defense. Nice poke away from Tudich as 23 seconds remain on the skater advantage for the River Kings. They've controlled the puck, I would say, but they didn't have too many opportunities as Bulduk controls the puck, sends it into the zone. Rapids has possession here with just 10 seconds left to go in the skater advantage. 12 and a half minutes to go in this first period. No score. The River Kings back on the attack. Now the teams are at even strength. River Kings trying to get one last little opportunity with the puck down in the offensive zone. Puck bounces off the side of the cage. Goes back out to neutral ice. Bulldog, he comes up with it as he comes back through. Rapids clears the zone. Dumps it down as the Express have to regroup. Under 12 minutes ago in this first period. Cooper in the corner with a couple of Express fighting over the puck. Cooper gets away with it. Rapids sends it back down the board. They thought about a shot there from top of the circles. Thought better of it. Tried to open up the defense. As the defense is doing a great job clogging things. Shot there, right point blank. That point blank shot was by Cooper. Hits the shoulder of Freshwater and bounces away. Puck back out to neutral ice. With Winkler getting the puck, but sending it back down, so really struggling to gain control and possession of the puck at this moment. But there's still over half this period to go that anything can happen. Puck sent up to neutral ice. Farboard sent all the way down. That was sent by Harrison Browning. The puck is loose along the farboard. Still, nice little touch pass up. It's a three-on-three situation. Rapids shot from just inside the blue line. That gets blocked with the blocker up into the netting, and we got a stoppage play. Exactly 11 minutes left to go in this first period. No score as, man, the Express, 8-2 advantage in shots. They are controlling this play to this point.
Yeah, it's been quite back and forth. That 5-3 obviously was really big opportunity for with a lot of pressure, but I think so far it's been mainly back and forth.
I would agree with you on that. Just that number gets misleading as the face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater's controlled by the Express. Quickly get the puck down in the Rapids zone, but Rapids does recover. Chips the puck up into neutral ice. Garcia giving chase as well as Williams. Williams Can't come up with it and block the shot. Puck goes on all the way over to the near side. Then the puck is sent back around. No one home. Rapids getting into that mix. And puck skitters back all the way back over to the Express. As puck bounces off of a player in the bench from the Express. And we got a stoppage play. And there will be a faceoff to what looks like it'll be the glove side of Freshwater. As we got a stoppage, 10:27 left to go in this first period. No score yet. Beautiful night in Wisconsin Rapids. Nice, comfortable night in the rink as well. Think it'll be a little cooler than what it is, but I'm not going to complain as faceoff is won by Rapids. Obstfelder, he had the opportunity as puck crossed through the slot. No one home, and the teams are playing down in the near corner. Garcia takes a shot just inside the blue line, right in the belly of Freshwater, and we got another stoppage. Just about halfway home in this first period. Still no score between the Express and the River Kings.
Yeah, Switzer unable to get a tip on that one. That would have been an interesting one to see if he could have got any stick on that.
Well, faceoff to the glove side of Freshwater. Switzer in the faceoff. Faceoff is dropped. No one's really getting possession of it. Puck still no possession. Big turnaround shot by Switzer. And no one home. Big leg save there by Freshwater. Kicked out of the zone. And Obstfelder with it. Spins, turns, neutral ice. Rapids trying to corral it. Backhand shot over there by Alexander. Sends a puck deep behind the Rapids goal. 9:44 to go in the first period. No score here at the Southwood County Rink. In USPHL North Division action. Puck at center ice. Nice check laid out there by Garcia on Skidas. As there's still no score as the puck goes back into the far Rapids end. Rapids trying to figure out where they want to go with it. Getting tied up behind the net. Puck gets loose. And it's almost shoved home right on the doorstep by the Express. Big leg save there by Shaw. And there is going to be a delayed penalty coming up. And it appears it's going to be against the Express, if I had to guess, as we will see who goes where.
Yeah, just something off to the play on Garcia. Garcia laid a hit on with 29.
Yep, that's
Skidas.
Yeah, 29, Nicholas Skidas.
I think he just took offense to the hit and the retaliation found himself in the box.
Right, and that's just 10:52 in the first period, and I believe that's a check from behind, I believe, as we will wait the official ruling. And it is another power play opportunity for the River Kings. Faceoff controlled by the Express, and there's another penalty coming up. And we'll see who goes where for this one.
I believe it's Cooper.
Yeah, I thought it could have gone either way because I know I saw the Express player laying on a stick, but that could have been where it was a hook, and that's why he did.
Just caught in each other's, they're just tied up off that faceoff.
Yep, and that's exactly what the call is. It's Cooper on a hook, and that is coming up at 11:05 in the first period, so we're going to get some 4-on-4 hockey coming up your way. 8:55 to go in this first period. No score. Rapids wins a faceoff. Glove side of Deacon Shaw. Rapids tries to get up into the zone. Does not happen. And at this 4-on-4 opportunity, that really opens up a lot of ice. Both teams got to be really aware of where they're at and where their opponent is. It's going to be a lot of man-to-man situation. It's a shot taken off the paddle of the stick of Shaw. Bounced into the corner. Now Rapids moves up. Bulldog takes it into the zone, just inside the blue line. Chips it up ahead of himself. He cannot quite get a handle of it. And the Express come away with it. Up the ice they go. Corcoran with it. Lifts it. Just shy of the goal. A little wide as well as Shaw. Just made sure that wouldn't take a weird bounce on him. As there's Browning high slot. He controls it for the Express. Express, they are showing some pretty good possession here as Underhill crossed the ice. As there's a shot
nice
right into the glove save of the River King Shaw. Stoppage of play, 8:01 left in this first period. No score between the River Kings and the Express.
Yeah, there's just a small gap opened up with Bolduc chasing his guy around, and Shaw able to make a nice glove save on that attempt.
We got a face-off on the blocker, or on the glove side, excuse me, of Shaw. And the puck is sent around the boards, and Rapids controls it. Diamond giving chase against Winkler. Rapids recovers, sends it into the zone. Ilian with the puck, loose puck. Whitehead back to Ilian. Mikhail Ilian, as Mikhail sends it back to the point. Shot sent in, turned away by Wolf of the defense. Here comes the Express. It's a 2-2, so we've got a skater for each skater. Gets pushed off the puck. Puck is loose. Rapids has an opportunity. Mikhail Ilian, he's got a one-on-0 rush shot, and that is, no one sees the puck. It must be caught up in the pads of Freshwater, and it was actually in his glove. I couldn't see the puck, so I couldn't tell you what was happening.
I think it hit off his mask and went into the glove.
Yeah, I mean, that was point blank, and, you know, Ilian, he had a little bit of trouble corralling that puck.
Yeah, there was.
And if he hits that cleanly, who knows, he might snipe him top shelf. But either way, big glove save by Freshwater, as he's been making all weekend so far, and we stay scoreless. 7:14 left to go in 4-on-4 hockey. That faceoff is won by the Express. Now Northwest is at full strength for another 10 seconds before we get back to 5-on-5 hockey. So just another 6 seconds to go. Really no harm, no foul, I hope, as he's skating to the zone, and 1 second left, and Rapids makes a stop. They send the puck down the ice, and we've got a stoppage for icing. 6:50 left to go in this first period, and it is a scoreless game with the Express holding an 11-5 advantage in shots. Again, that number a little misleading because of the 5-on-3 situation, not even 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty back and forth through this whole first period.
It has been very back and forth, just both teams trying to just feel each other out so far.
Face off to the glove side of Shaw, controlled by Rapids, sent up into neutral ice. Underhill giving a chase for the Express. Up giving a little bit of chase is Caden Schweitzer. And the puck is loose, and we are going to get a stoppage. Officials call a hand pass against the River Kings, and we'll have a face off to the glove side of Shaw with 6:34 left to go in this first period. Again, no score here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Getting a face off there, and it is controlled by Rapids. Rapids bumps it up the boards. Express there, back over to Rapids. Rapids sends it up center ice. Back on the rush. Puck sent back to center ice. Garcia sends it deep. Back around the boards. Rapids clears his own, so no offsides. Schweitzer, he's giving chase as Freshwater played it behind the net. Puck bounce off the boards. And Birch for the Express gets a puck, takes it into the zone, lobs it into the far corner. Lundbohm, he's the first one there for the Express. Rapids trying to send it out. Shot taken just outside the circle, and that is stopped by Shaw, bounced into the corner as Allstrand tries to spin around, pass it back. He does not get a good stick on it, but Rapids still keeps possession as they move up the near side. Schweitzer with it at center ice. He's outnumbered as he carries into the zone, takes a shot in on goal. Freshwater stops it, then passes up into center ice for his teammate Browning as he spins around, sends it up. Aguilera there, sends it in on goal. Sticked away by Shaw. 5.5 minutes left to go in this first period. No score between the Express and the River Kings. Atkins in a little bit of a scrum there on the far side, blue line. As the puck is stopped at the blue line, Rapids has to clear the zone or else they will be whistled for an offsides, and they do as the Aguilera, he throws it into the near corner. Comes away with it as the Express. As Rapids defense has to get there first, and they do. Puck sent up to center ice. Winkler there, he gets to it first before a charging Atkins, and Rapids still has to get to the zone. McNeish, he has it right underneath of us. McNeish gets into the zone. Drop pass back to Atkins. Atkins top circle. Wrister. Bouncy puck in the crease. And it's turned away. The defense got there. It's a big rush. Big old rebound was left there by Freshwater. Rapids missed an opportunity.
You would have loved a bad puck luck there as a River King.
As the puck gets back down in the Rapids zone. That was probably either team's best opportunity so far through this game. 4.5 minutes left to go in this first period. No score. USPHL North Division action here as Denti gets a puck center ice. Sent up crossway. Ilian gets it. Shot point blank right into the chest, bounces back. Freshwater's leaving a few big rebounds so far to this tonight. He didn't do that last night, but he's still making the stops when he has to keep this game scoreless. 4 minutes to go in this first period. Rapids keeping the puck down in the zone as Dente got tied up with it. Puck gets sent back into center ice. Rapids has to form an attack again. Ilian, he sends it in. Mikhail Ilian, that is. He gets stopped. Diamond, he gets in there, tries to keep the puck down in the zone, and it is not to happen as the Express clear the zone, send it back, and get a line change. Rapids trying to break the puck out. They cannot. It is sent back down by Browning, who didn't change for the Express. Change now as Rapids is getting possession of the puck, sends it all the way over, and that is being called no icing on the play. It was touched by one of the Express players, so we play on. Puck is out at center ice yet again as no one was home in that far end. Diamond, he sends it. Long pass. Lyman was intended on that as Beauchamp, he was the one who sent that shot. Puck is loose behind the goal. Cochran has it for the Express. He sends it up into neutral ice. Neutral ice, Birch gets it, takes it into the zone. Puck is still bouncing loose. It is sent out of the zone, back to neutral ice for Cochran. He is back on it, Underhill to his left. Bounce up, checked into the zone by Aguilera. And Rapids gets more stops, sends it back out to neutral ice. A lot of very uneven play right now as neither team can hold the zone. 2.5 to go in this first period. No score between the Express and the River Kings. Back up to center ice. Locker with it. And that puck rolls in on Freshwater, and he just puts down the paddle of the stick and covers it. And we got a stoppage of play. 2.5 to go left in this first period. No score between the River Kings and the Express.
Yeah, despite the no score, the River Kings have to be happier with this first period than the last one. The goal early yesterday and then the second one at 10 minutes really just kind of killed their game, but now they've really settled in and just a bit of back and forth right now.
Well, that faceoff was to the glove side of Freshwater. Won by Rapids, but still gets sent out to neutral ice. Puck can't quite get gathered. Aguilera right underneath of us. Puck sent all the way down, carried into the zone. And that is near an opportunity for the Express. But the Express skater slipped on the ice, fell down, and Rapids now on the attack. That was Tudich. He had an opportunity, but he got poke-checked away. The puck now slides loose into the corner, right about the goal line, chipped up ahead. Cooper with it now, just about behind the cage. Puck squirts loose up to the circle. Still fighting for it is Cooper. Cooper sends it down low to Tudich. Tudich sends it back along the boards. Cooper's still there. Gets hit from behind by Aguilera. All clean plays as we're tied up in the corner. 1.5 to go in this first period. No score between the Express and the River Kings. Still fighting for it in the corner. It's a 2-on-2 situation. Tudich in there trying to get things to squirt loose. Isaac Locker, he was in there. Again, he's making his River Kings debut. Burkhart, he gets into the zone, but offsides is the call. So we get a stoppage play. Going to be a face-off. Center ice. At neutral ice. 1:16 left to go in this first period. Officials discussing a few things, making sure they're where they should be as a face-off on neutral ice side, just outside the blue line of the River Kings. Schweitzer in there. Puck is loose. No one coming away with it. Obstfelder was in there. Beauchamp. Schweitzer and Allstrand. Rapids comes away with it. Obstfelder, he draws spin pass. Shot lifted up in the air. Trying to knock it down. Shot a goal! There's a hole in your goalie! Northwest Express as Rapids gets on the board. And there is a big protest on whether or not that is a high stick. And I can understand an argument.
Yeah, really good concentration by Allstrand there to stay with that puck floating in the air really high there. Be interesting to see if it gets called or not, but I think the refs will stick with their on-ice decision.
So we got. I'm looking at the replay. It bounced up high in the air, and it came down right on the goal line, and that is really close. That's close.
Yeah.
That is close to a high stick, so there is an understandable grievance by Freshwater, but this might be the break that Rapids needs as they are still talking things over, and we will be seeing how this goes. So they might be checking in on assist or they're going to be saying, hey, we're disallowing it. But they're talking down below, and I'll be sure to let you know.
I believe it was assist. Good goal.
All right. I'll take it. I think we'll all take it as that came at 19:01 of the first period as they are checking around, making sure that the net is good. Freshwater is still very upset, and understandably so. I'm not saying he's crying about it, because he's got a legitimate complaint.
Yeah, it is a tough one to take something so close like that.
I remember one when I was in high school, popped up right straight in the air at that very goal.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the goalie right in the shoulder, rolled down his back, and that's how Wisconsin Rapids High School won a game in the playoffs. And they're saying there's players in the crease during that. Mm. And then that came to the discussion of how high does the crease go? Does it stop at the crossbar? Does it go up into the heavens? And it was still ruled a goal, and there is no instant replay. So it's not like the NFL or MLB or NBA or even NHL. That what the officials say goes. And if it was waved off, no goal, I'd understand Rapids being upset with it.
Yeah.
Because it was legitimately that close.
Yeah, it was a legitimate claim there.
So we don't have an official scoring announcement yet, as the Northwest coach is arguing his point very forcefully, as he should be.
I believe it will be Obstfelder from Ostrand, and I'm not too sure who the other one is.
So there's Rapids with their first lead of this series against the Express. And there's a drop of the puck picked up by the River Kings. Obstfelder, he gets it down there. As Beauchamp takes a shot from the slot. Turned away by Freshwater. Ostrand with the goal.
And then a penalty on number 20 of Northwest as he cross-checks Ostrand. Otis Burge to go into the box.
So we've got penalties, we've got goals, we've got it all here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. So come on down if you're not here already. This one's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's getting exciting toward the end of the first here.
Burge goes in the box at 19-19 for a cross check. Power play for the River Kings right after they took a lead. Shot from the circle, and that is turned away by Schweitzer. Rapids keeps his own. Rapids will be ending this period on the power play. It will be starting the second. In the second period on the power play as well, with a 1-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids, 30 seconds left, trying to get a goal here to before go up 2-0, return the favor on the Express from last night. Puck is caught up there, sent to the slot, and that's set right back down on the doorstep. Down goes Freshwater as he makes a stop, and the puck is sent away. But he knocks the puck or the post off the goal line, so we get a stoppage of play. 13.2 seconds left in this first period.
Yeah, that goal really kind of changed it just straight away after that. Northwest get frantic in the D zone, take a penalty.
Well, for the first time between last night and tonight, now we're really seeing the Express playing on their heels.
Yeah. Really important to see how the Express react and see if the River Kings can really pile it on.
Face off to the blocker side of Freshwater. Rapids controls it, but they get the puck knocked out to center ice. 5 seconds left. One boom. He's on the attack. He gets poke checked away as the clock runs down, and there's a check against the boards. And the whistles are being blown, and the players are stopping. They're trying to keep the cooler heads prevailing. There shouldn't be any penalties called on that, as they will be ending this first period with a lot of high emotions on both sides.
Yep.
As there's, I don't believe there's any penalties being called. They're skating over to the scorers table here right at center ice, just making sure that the emotions stay in check. No one charges over. No one gets in any emotional issues here, as we have played one full period tonight in this contest, as Wisconsin Rapids, they're pulling away through the first period with a 1-0 lead. That goal was scored by Felix Ostrand with an assist coming to, Caden Schweitzer. And, of course, you got the other part of it. It was Emil Obstfelder. And that is our score through the first period. 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. They will be starting the second period with about a minute 20 of power play. And the shots, even, 13-13, with Deacon Shaw stopping all 13 shots and Ryland Freshwater stopping 12. So we're going to step out here, get a new sheet of ice, and play a couple games here as we really appreciate you listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with showers and drizzle tonight, lows mid-40s. Early rain for Sunday, then mostly cloudy, highs low 50s. Sunshine's back for Monday, highs upper 40s to 50. And mostly sunny into Tuesday, little warmer, highs into the low 50s. Currently 49 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Bury all your memories, couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5
FM. Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes, you can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all the world, you'll never find a love as mine. Put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love. Gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got some. So many minutes, don't want to spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love. Gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got some. Secret to life, he looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink, just like that, you're 6 years old, and you take a nap, and you wake up, and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife, don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. so don't blink. But I was glued to my TV when it looked like you looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Northwest Express, again, my name's Mike Comer, bringing you the action. Rory McGibbon giving the player insight, as he does so well. Art, Zach on the cameras, and, of course, the ringleader, Matt, working here, keeping us in line. And Seth, one of the best sound engineers you're ever going to see, back at the studio. 1-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. They got that goal just about a minute left in the first period. Felix Allstrand with assists to Emil Opsfelder and Caden Schweitzer. 12 saves for Ryan Freshwater in that first period. And Deacon Shaw made 13 of 13, as when we left, they hadn't announced that there was actually a penalty called against the Express right at the horn of that first period. So Rapid starts for about the first 2 minutes on the power play, and about the first minute and a half on a 5-on-3, as faceoff is controlled by Rapids, but sent down the zone as the Express defense plays a straight line right on the blue line, really trying to harass the Rapids offense. And so far, so good, as Schweitzer has it, drop pass back to Isaac Locker. Locker, he gets a puck sent all the way over by Emil Opsfelder. He has it, Schweitzer drops back down, sends along the boards, and it's sent the length of the ice. Rapids having a hard time setting up any other offense, as Opsfelder has a puck, Locker, and Allstrand all on the attack. Opsfelder sends a puck, drop pass to Allstrand, puck sent behind the cage, all around the boards, and there's your Express clearing it again. It is almost as though the Express are on the power play.
Yeah, their aggressive penalty kill is just working really well.
Now Locker, he hits his opportunity, tries to take it in the zone. They do. 5 seconds left on the 5-on-3, and then it'll be about 40 seconds left on the power play for the River Kings. And there you have it. It's a shot taken just at the high slot, sent high by the defense into the netting. We got a stoppage of play. 37 seconds left on the skater advantage with an 18-37 left in the second period.
Yep, the Northwest, just their aggressive penalty kill is just working really well in that 5-on-3. The River Kings just could not get set up.
And they were setting up weird, where they have all three standing right on that blue line that you didn't know which way they were going to break.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's smart play for the Express, as they being the River Kings, send the puck down around the boards, giving chase. Who knows who's going to get it, as Rapids is able to keep it in the zone. But no opportunities, as the puck gets sent back around the boards by the Express. As they try to send it down, they cannot. Rapids finally holds his own. Tudich at the point, sends it down to the circle. Sharp angle shot, and it's sent right into the belly of Freshwater. And there's your stop. It's a play. 5 seconds left on the skater advantage. 18:04 left to go in this second period. Rapids leading 1-0. A big thing in that first period, there were 7 penalties called. 4 against the Express, 3 against Rapids. Both teams technically have had 5-on-3 opportunities, and the defenses have come up big.
Yeah, they have come up big. Really, really, really important kill for the Express just then.
Well, and they just officially killed it, as they sent the puck the length of the ice in on net, turned away by Deacon Shaw, and there is your full strength for both sides. Back to 5-on-5 hockey, 17:51.